But he doom posts about all the raping going on in Sweden, and people just like, retweet, retweet all the time. And he's just raking in the, I don't know, Patreon and PayPal stuff while contributing absolutely nothing to the cause. Like, he's just making obvious statements that racial strangers are raping and large, and it's horrible. So
yeah, no solution to the problem. And you know what? That's what's funny. Like, Twitter and Facebook, they found out too what the algorithms, like, you keep people pissed off, you'll keep them online. You keep them engaging in things that anger them, and they'll continue to pay attention to it. Mm. And that's what that doom posting does. It just creates like another television channel for people to get their anger out.
Yes.
And like you said, then you profit off it on top of that. There's I think, like, when we get into our dissident politics, like, one of the things, a lot of people come over to it and they like the ideas of it and they like the talking points, but they don't like the changing of the self, like the inner war with yourself, to realize you were raised in this modern society. You were, you know, nestled at the bottle by Judaic influence, by international influence, and you have to shake that from you. I mean, you just can't wake up and say, oh yeah, I support fascism now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm a totally different person. It's like, no, that's the biggest lie you can tell yourself. It takes a lot of deconstructing of yourself and rebuilding of yourself.